presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first to be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link, and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So, welcome to San Diego Mission Academy. This is a regular board meeting. It's Thursday, September the 3rd at 12 o'clock.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Love.
Thank you, President.
So now we're going to go into staff introductions. Jerry.
Thank you. Thank you very much, President. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. And Mr. Brown, CEO, is not with us today, but he sends his regards for everyone, to everyone.
Good morning, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Hello, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
Hello, Board, Darren Bauer, COO.
Afternoon, Bill Thompson, Attorney for the school.
Any other presenters? Gita?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Gita Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
All right, that's everybody. Welcome. So now we're going to go to approve agenda for the September 3rd, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1E.
So moved by Victoria Hancock.
And Nurse will second the motion.
Victoria Hancock has moved. John George has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So it has carried by 4 votes and 1 absent. 1F, approved minutes of the June 5th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone's read this. Are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I get a motion and a second to approve 1F?
The motion's moving on.
Clerk will second the motion.
James Locke has motion. John George has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by 4 votes, we have approved 1F and 1 absent. We're now on 2, consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Consent agenda items A1, the board will be asked to approve the revised special education plan. Are there any board members who would like to table this or have a discussion about it? And if not, we have a motion and a second to approve 2, consent agenda A1.
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock.
Second, James Locke.
Victoria Hancock has moved. James Locke has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So by 4 votes and 1 absent, we have approved consent agenda 2A1. Now we're in public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allowed in per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. It is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves and make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Afternoon, this is Shelley Sounds from the Charter Affairs team. Here to report that there are no members of the public who submit a written comment or have requests.
So now we're forward. School reports and information. A, finance update and financial reporting for the 26-27 school year. And Gita, we are up for your riveting report.
Thank you so much. I have three items on my agenda to provide to the board as an update. The first one is the line of credit update. This document you see is also in your packet. It's for your reference, updated as of July 31st, 2026, on line of credits that the school maintains. So currently with Hanmi Bank on the top portion, you see the school maintains $1 million at interest rate of 7.25% with an expiration date of September 3rd, 2027. We also put down the calculations we make, covenant, they call it, at the bank, for the bank, and the school has met all the requirements. That means the school can tap into the line of credit if necessary. The school also has not tapped into this line of credit. On the bottom portion, you see LLAC's line of credit with the school at $750,000. That is approved through a promissory note for this fiscal year at a fixed rate of 6%. And again, school has not tapped into this line of credit. And if in future they need to, we will definitely support the school to find better options or lower interest rate if available out there. I want to also go over an update on California budget outlook, because as you all know, the revenue for the state or the state budget impacts the school funding because of Proposition 98. So the Legislative Analyst Office, and this came out last week, highlighted an unusually high degree of revenue uncertainty in the state fiscal outlook. Current projections indicate by fiscal year 27-28, actual revenues could range from approximately $15 billion, above forecast, to $40 billion below forecast, representing a potential $55 billion of a variance, and that's pretty large. This exceptionally wide range underscores the challenges in forecasting revenue performance, particularly given the state's reliance on capital gains and stock market related tax receipts. As a result, budget planning for the school will continue to incorporate prudent contingency measures. We look at or monitor economic indicators on behalf of the school, scenario analysis and reserve management strategies, as the board has already approved for uncertainties to mitigate potential fiscal volatilities. And then my last update is on the fiscal calendar that the board should be aware of. So there are two items on the top of this list that the board has already reviewed. One was the annual budget, and the second is the LCAP, adopted LCAP. They were both due on July 1st, and those are all done. And then the third item is the unaudited actuals, which is due on September 15. It is on the calendar, and I will go over that today on the agenda later on. And the next update is December 15, 2026, is the first interim report. I will be presenting that to the board. That is the first interim budget report that reflects the changes to the budget through October 31st for the first 4 months of the operations of the school from July 1 to October 31st. January 15th is the P1 ADA report due date. And that is the key matrix used to determine the funding for the first principal apportionment for the school. January 31st, 2027. Is the deadline for the audit report. And that audit report goes to the financial audit goes to the school's authorizer, County Office of Education, and State Controller's Office, as well as the CDE Charter Division. So that is done through a third-party auditor, an approved auditor by CDE, and the school's auditor is Wilkinson, Hadley, and King. So that's one item, and they do present to the board as well, independently. And then the next deadline is February 28, 2027, is a mid-year LCAP update. And this is if any changes to the original LCAP that was approved by the board, then there'll be a mid-year LCAP, and then that will be presented to the board as well. March 15, 2027 is a second interim report due date. This is the second interim budget report that reflecting any changes to the original budget through January 31st. Again, this is submitted to the charting authority by that deadline. It covers the first 7 months of the operations for the school from July 1 through January 31st. Next deadline is April 15, 2027, is a P2ADA report. And this is another key matrix for the second principal apportionment funding for the school. And then lastly is a Form 990, the corporation nonprofit tax return, and obviously all the other required returns that needs to be filed, like the state return to the state of California, as well as the non-exempt charitable trust forms and any additional documents. But the reason I have it here is because the Form 990 is completed. Once the audited financials are done, then the auditors will use those numbers to put them in the Form 990 for filing with Internal Revenue Service. But prior to that filing, you all will receive a copy of it for your reference before it is filed. So with that, I conclude my report. If any questions, I'd be happy to go over. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions from the board? So now I'm going to go into 4B, Area Superintendent Update. Lindsay.
Hi, thank you. As usual, I'm going to share the data report, which you can also see is on the screen. As mentioned previously, our online schools did experience a little bit of a dip in learning period one. The good news first is that we have shown some growth in enrollment. We went from 398 last year at the same time to 425. But overall credit completion is down compared to where we were this time last year. If we go to page two, same thing with core credit completion rate. Again, this was due to a data tracking error that we have since corrected. I'm happy to report that I just looked at LP2 data reports that were received today, and we're almost back to normal. They were just under 4 overall credit, and they were over 2 for core. So this is a slight blip in the radar. It's unfortunate, but we are back on track. So that's the good news. ADA utilization was high at 95%, and so was the one-year DAS cohort graduation rate. So a rough month in LP1, but we've already course corrected for LP2. And that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. That is good news. Oh. Any other questions for Lincoln? Okay. So now we're going to go to C, Conflict of Interest Code Update. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford. Good afternoon, Board. As part of the Political Reform Act, the FPPC requires us to review and, if needed, amend our Conflict of Interest Codes at least every even-numbered year. For this review period, our biennial notice will indicate that no amendments or updates are needed to our conflict of interest codes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So now we're on D, annual board training announcement. Lindsay.
That's me again. Young, Minnie, and Core will present the annual training for charter school board members and school leaders. Topics include extensive Brown Act overview, conflict of interest, compliance, and Form 700 essentials. Vanessa will be in touch with available attendance options soon. Thank you.
Thank you. So now we're into 5 action items. A, the board will be asked to review and approve the amended and restated bylaws for Alta Vista Public Charter and Bill.
Yeah, so again, this is the appropriate thing to do. We feel at this point there will be no further need for a sole member particular corporation which operates San Diego Mission Academy. So as we recommend that the restated bylaws be sent out.
That sounds good. Any comments from the board? Any questions? All right, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
John Dorch moves.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
So John Dorch has moved. Victoria Hancock is second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by 4 votes and 1 absent, we have approved 5A. We're now on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the unaudited actuals for the 25-26 school year. Gita.
Thank you, Board. So I will walk the board through the Form 62 California Department of Education unaudited actuals for the school. And as you all know, this is the actual this is unaudited actual report. It's the last financial report of the year that provides a summary of the school financials for fiscal year 25-26. The report includes summary of statement of revenues and expenditures, net positions, assets and liabilities, information about average daily attendance that includes last year's funding ADA and projections for fiscal year 26-27 used to develop current year's budget. I'm going to go through some highlights. I just want to show you the last page of this form, which is the ADA section. It reflects the ADA of 789 that provided a final year end total revenue of almost $13.6 million for the school. Now we're going to go back to the beginning of the form. I'll walk you through some of the revenue changes and updates. Total revenue had a marginal increase of about $17,000 compared to the prior projections presented at the board meeting in June. The school revenue included $12.1 million in LCFS funding with no change from prior estimations. Federal revenue was $46,000, all of which comes from special ed entitlement and also remained unchanged from prior projections. Other state revenue totaled $1.2 million, including an increase of about $18,000 from prior projections. That's due to an increase in lottery funding. Local revenue was $104,000 with almost no change to the prior estimations. I'm going to go now through and go over some of the highlights for the expenditures. On the expenditure side, the school ended the year with a total expenditure of $12.3 million. Then this total is $120,000 higher than the prior projections. These expenditures included salaries and benefits totaling $8.9 million. Remaining at similar spending levels as prior projections, including marginal increases in teachers, certificated administrative salaries, and classified instructional salaries, and decrease in certificated support salaries and classified administrative. Purchases totaled $690,000, reflecting a small spending increase in schools' reference materials compared to prior projections. Operating expenses totaled $2.6 million, showing almost unchanged spending compared to prior estimations. This total included a small increase in professional services and a decrease in insurance costs. Other outgo spending was $64,000, reflecting a noticeable reduction on oversight costs as school district charged for actual services rather than customary 1%. In fiscal year 25-26, the school had an excess of revenue of $1.2 million. With this excess, the school ended the year with a total net position of $2.9 million, showing in section F2 of this report. All of this net position is unrestricted and equivalent to about 24% of the annual expenditures. The unaudited actuals also report the balance sheet information. This shows school year-end assets and liabilities on section G and I. By the end of the year, the school shows usual assets liabilities such as cash, receivables, prepaid expenditures, and accounts payables. You will also notice a balance of almost $2,000 under unearned revenue. This is due to an unspent vendor credits received last year that are not recognized as revenue until eligible expenditures are incurred. Lastly, the net position in Section K shows a total reserve of $2.9 million that matches the total ending net position in Section F of this report. And with that, I conclude my report. If any questions, I'd be happy to go over with the board. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vida. It's nice that we have those reserves.
Yes, good thing.
Any questions from the board? All right. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 5B?
Motion. 5B.
Okay. Second.
John Dorsch seconds.
Jim Lott is moved. John Dorsch is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by 4 votes, we have approved 5B and 1 absent. And now on 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jerry.
Well, thank you. Just appreciate all the work everybody's doing. Thank you.
Anybody else? All right. Good job, everybody. So now we're going to go into closed session. We're going to adjourn our public board meeting to go into closed session. I'd like to accept a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session for 1. Public Employee Performance Evaluation Government Code Section 54957B1, Title Superintendent. And motion second.
So moved, Victoria Hancock.
Marshall second.
Victoria Hancock is moved, John Birch is second. All in favor say aye. By four votes, we have unanimously voted to go into closed session and one absent.
Okay. We're on.
We're on. All right. So, board member Victoria Hancock made the motion to exit closed session, and board member James Lott seconded the motion. The board voted unanimously to adjourn closed session and be convened to open public board meeting. Basically, it was four votes and one absent. No action was taken in public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 549571, by the superintendent. So now we are in open session and going to go to eight closing items. Our next regular board meeting date is October the 13th, 2026 at 12 o'clock. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
John Dorch, so moved.
Second, Victoria Hancock.
So John Dorch has moved, Victoria Hancock has seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. So by four votes, we voted to out and adjourn. And we are done.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Good.